Good morning to all my friends on the radio. This is Graham. Thank you, Joanne, for an amazing trip report and for your great work as our local news host. I hope you have your cup of coffee or tea and you're ready for our weekly conversation. Conversations every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10. First Wednesdays go to Lanisha Duke with Rural Race Talks, and I fill in the rest. I've got an icebreaker for you today, so I want to get the gears turning and I want to get the phones ringing. The icebreaker is, what politician from history do you admire the most? Name a politician who you've always had a lot of respect for. 503-325-0010. We'll start the show in just a second. That's the icebreaker. And then we'll move on to our topic of the day, continuing our anticipation of 2021. Last week we had two words to characterize 2021. This week, one thing you plan to leave behind as we exit 2020, and one thing you hope to invite more of in 2021. So let's break the ice with your favorite politician from history, and then let's get into talking about our hopes for next year. The Conversation on KMUN is supported in part by Twin Gables Inn, Waterside in Skamakaway, Washington, breakfast included. A proud supporter of KMUN for over a decade. Online at twingables.net. Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. My name's Graham, and I'm happy to be your host today. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll pick up the phone and be a part of today's conversation. We're going to do an icebreaker. I'd like you to call in with your favorite politician from history. Is it George Washington because he had wooden teeth and chased Moby Dick? Just kidding. 503-325-0010 is the number to call, and I hope to hear from you. I hadn't really planned my answer to the question of who a politician from history is that I respect the most. And I'm counting on you to call in. And the phones did light up. We've got our first caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say Jimmy Carter.
That's great. That's a good one.
Yes, he was a good president. He's still going strong, but during the oil crisis that took place in the 70s, he had solar panels on the White House, and I think he was a really good president.
And didn't he also, what is it that I'm thinking of? Aside from smoking a doobie with Willie Nelson on the roof of the White House. Oh, he sold his peanut farm in order to be president. He didn't want any conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm. He was a very good man.
Great. Well, thanks for the call. Did you have anything in mind for 2021?
Oh, I hope that the aliens that are giving lobotomies to people that won't believe in this crisis we're facing, I hope that there's a cure for that lobotomy they've had.
Slow down on lobotomies and let's get those holes in our brains patched up.
Right.
Thanks for the call. And let's see, you were the second person to call. Hi, are you there?
Hi.
Good morning.
When I moved to Oregon, I found out about Tom McCall, and he has become one of my favorite politicians with a backup with Oswald West, because they had such a vision for our coastal area. We wouldn't have the coast we have today without them.
I'm really glad you mentioned some local folks. That's great. Now, Oswald West, what do you know about his work?
Aside from
the state park.
Why the Oregon beaches belong to the people.
Right.
Back in, I think it was the 20s, he ended up designating the Oregon beaches as state highways so the highway department could control the beaches, and they kept them open for the people. But that only went up to the high tide line or the wet sands. And then Tom McCall came along in the 60s when down in Cannon Beach was kind of the hot spot that they were trying to log off or put logs out to block the beaches for public access and say it was just for their tenants. And Tom McCall came down and put his foot in the sand and said no. And that's where we got the beach bill, was from that incident. And now that the public beaches are for all of us all the way up to past the high tide line a little bit.
It's hard to imagine what life would be like as an Oregonian without access to the beaches.
It'd be like living in Florida.
Yeah.
Or some of the East Coast states where you can't, where there's private beaches and you can't walk, take a long walk down the beach.
So how about our greater question for today? Is there something you'd like to leave behind in 2020 and something you'd like to welcome in 2021?
Well, I'd like to leave behind a lot of anger and definitely want to welcome in more love.
Excellent answer. Well, thanks for calling in today. Call back anytime.
Okay, thank you, Graham.
Take care.
Ready. Bye-bye.
We had a couple callers that I patched through, and then we lost them. So hopefully you were trying to call the show, and you will call back, 503-325-0010. I am the only one operating the show, so I don't get to always get on the phone and say, hi, you're going to be next. So we do the best we can here on the conversation. Does Socrates count as a politician? I liked some of his stuff. FDR? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, any fans out there? 503-325-0010. Who are some good examples of politicians that we can look to from history for inspiration on what we can hope for from our politicians today? I will give you my 2020-2021 answer while we wait for the phone to ring. And if the phone hasn't rung, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be an hour of music. Oh! By golly, the phone is flashing. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Go ahead.
I would have to say Ron Paul. Most politicians today, you know, we consider, I consider parasites masquerading as public servants. But I think Ron Paul is, you know, stuck with his guns his whole career, and he's been very brave to point out, you know, the Federal Reserve is our biggest enemy. And then to answer your second question, what we leave behind, what would I leave behind? Less trash, less landfill. There's a great book I'm reading right now called What We Leave Behind, actually, by Derek Jensen. And it's a very, very interesting book. I highly recommend.
Can you say the title of the book again?
Yeah, it's actually entitled What We Leave Behind.
What We Leave Behind.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for the suggestion.
Okay.
And thanks for the call. Okay, next caller, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I would say my favorite would be Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, how
doctor.
Nice. Yes.
Because he did so much for not only humanity, but for, you know, African Americans. And he was the example of how people, I think, need to be in this during tumultuous times. He was an upstanding, he was a beacon of hope and light for so many people, not just black people, and yeah.
Yeah, a real example and a real leader.
A leader and an example, and still to this day, people are still talking about him, and he's still, it's still prevalent. What he was fighting for is still, I'm only on one cup of coffee, but yeah, he's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah. His voice, it's the words, but also even just the sound of his voice, I think, is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite extraordinary.
Yeah. And just his, his presence, everything about him. He just, the nonviolent beliefs as well. The marching and the, you know, fighting violence with nonviolent activism.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my two cents.
Okay. How about 2020, 2021?
Oh, golly. I don't have a favorite right now. I'm hopeful for the future, but I haven't, there's not, I have like a favorite standout who is this a shining light as we had back.
But how about even just more personal? Like, what would you like to bring in your life in 2021?
Oh, in my life, I'd like to bring in more stability, more assurance for our state, in regards to protecting our environment, especially out here in the dike lands between Astoria and Longview, like that whole stretch, and keeping industry where it needs to be, but with being, you know, making sure that we're taking care of our environment as well, not just, you know, plowing the fields and putting up buildings, but really what's going to be the best for our counties. And I think that's going to be more of the economic impact shouldn't be just industry. It should be like ecotourism and those types of things. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Is there one component of our ecosystem that you think deserves the most attention right now?
The creeks and the rivers, and just out here near Klatskanai, Stewart Creek, we watch salmon coming up the river, up on a near a logging road this year, even spawning. And just, I watched an otter take a fish down. And this is just like out here on Stewart Creek, between Beaver Creek and the Columbia River, like in these little areas where people think there's nothing going on and people are dumping trash and they're, you know, it's incredible the amount of life still going on. The salmon are still coming up out here. The otters are returning. The beavers are back. It's just, there's so much life. And I think a lot of that has to do with keeping certain industry out of the dike lands and out of the riverways. I think some of it is definitely important, and we need to, you know, keep that open. But we also need to remember that, you know, without nature and without all these incredible gifts that we're given from our planet, that we really would be left with nothing. You know?
Yeah, sometimes we just have to realize it's not about us and what we need. I had a really amazing conversation with Teresa, who hosts In Season, along with Jessica. And she and... in particular, her husband are really interested in the ecology around beavers and what they do for the watersheds, for the salmon, for the health of the ecosystems. And she was mentioning that, you know, the fact that a salmon is freshwater and saltwater, that when they come back and swim all the way up to their spawning grounds, they're bringing those ocean nutrients all the way inland into the tips of the forest, you know, in the tops of mountains.
And when they come up the rivers, then you have the little, I don't know if they're the chum or the what, salmon or trout, follow them up, chasing them up the river. And then they, in turn, become food for kingfishers and for all these, you know, birds and wildlife. And I've never seen an otter here. And I have it on video, an otter taking a fish out of Stewart Creek, like right in front of my eyes. I couldn't even believe it. Like, otters? We have otters here? But then on the other hand, out here on Beaver Creek, someone bought a 20-acre parcel jutting out around Beaver Creek, and then I heard from a neighbor that he trapped and had the beavers killed.
Oh, boy.
That had a giant beaver dam there in Beaver Creek. So that was a lovely conversation I had with him about why would you move to Beaver Creek and then trap and kill the beavers because you don't like what they're doing to your little beach there. It made no sense to me, and it was a very interesting conversation, but I finally got him to like see it from my side, like, hey, this is Beaver Creek, this isn't Man Creek. Like, what are you doing?
Or just creek.
Yeah, it's not yours just to shape, you know, it's yours to respect and to, you know, help along. But I think people don't even think, they just act, you know. And I just wish people would take a little time to think about what you enjoy in life, and a lot of it has to do with your surroundings and why you live here. And it's because of the critters and the trees and the, you know, I understand we live in a tree farming area, and that's important for our economy and for families and whatnot. But at the same time, I just think people need to have a little more respect for the land that we're all living on.
Yeah, tree farming is a good way to put it. the term forestry is a little opaque.
Yeah, I mean, it is tree farming, and a lot of these guys are doing it right. But some of them aren't. You know, for example, they logged a 9-acre parcel attached to our property, and this was over the summer. And on that property was several piles of buildings that they just piled into little piles with a tractor and torched and burned. They burned a trailer, and they're burning plastic and metal and all these things. And this is a well-known logging company. And the guy whose name is on the card, who handed me the card, is the one lighting the fires. And, you know, and it's still like I still can't believe that he is allowed to do this or just doing it without thinking twice. You know, so now it's up to me to contact the EPA and do all these things because there are containers of fluids and, you know, there's gas cans and paint cans and about 8 million tuna cans and old cars, and trailers. It's all being burned and piled and not being cleaned up. So, yeah, there's some things that are irritating, but I see there's a lot of hope for the future and for I have hope for humanity. Not everybody is like that. I think there's more good in people than not.
It's good to hold on to optimism.
It is. And with that, I wish you a happy holiday season.
Same to you. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you're just joining us, this is The Conversation, and I'm glad you did join us, that is. We are talking about the coming year and what we would like to see more of in our lives. I posed the question on KMUN's Facebook page and got a few responses. So while we're waiting for the next spate of delightful calls, I'll read some of the responses from the internets. Joanne in Astoria says she'd like to leave behind in 2020 fear and bring in more creativity and love in 2021. Astoria City Councilor Jessamine says, leaving behind Zoom. We should all be so lucky. And more in her life, love, dance, laughter, honesty, and nature. We'll get back to some more of those comments from Facebook, but first we've got a call coming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Richard?
No, this is Robert in Ocean Park.
Robert, how are you today?
I'm fine. I think we need an abundance of kindness. We need more kindness. There's too much hatred and violence in the world right now.
How do we get it?
We get it by reconsidering our values. We get it by valuing diversity. And I think we get it by simply respecting individuality.
That shouldn't be that hard.
No, it shouldn't. That's my take.
Did you have a politician from history that you greatly admire?
Well, there are a lot of them, but I really valued Adlai Stevenson back in the 50s.
What was the first name there?
Adlai. Adlai Stevenson was a Democratic candidate for president and a very articulate spokesman for values that I adhere to.
So this is the second time the word values has come up as far as reconsidering our values. Where do we get them from?
We get them from our kin. We get them from our reading. We get them from the people that we hang out with who respect each other.
Yeah, because you can do some reading and you can have some kin, but that doesn't mean the values imparted are going to be good.
That's right.
Like I wonder what the universal source of values are when there's so much conflict.
I don't know about that.
Another vote for Socrates.
Yes, indeed. And Plato.
And Plato, yep. Well, thanks for the call, Robert.
Right, thank you.
Good to hear from you. 503-325-0010. What would you like to see more of in 2021, and is there anything you'd like to leave behind in 2020? Going back to some responses from our friends on the interwebs, Kimberly says she'd like to leave behind fear of judgment. And in 2021, she would like to bring in more of using her body's brain and moving it. That's a good one. Lynn Marie says she'd like to leave behind virtual reality. I think that's another vote for Zoom, and another way of saying that. And more of movement. So two in a row for movement. Actually, three in a row for movement. So we got to get out there, folks. And so the one for me, I'm going to try to leave behind impatience. And I'm going to try to welcome in balance. I've been thinking a lot about balance lately and what balance means and what compromise means and what extremes mean. And is it beneficial to have extremes in your life? Or is the goal always to work towards a balance point? Would life be too boring without the extremes? Would it be too monotonous to be in balance all the time? But I think going back to that values question and to take the ancient Greeks one step further to Aristotle, he spoke of the golden mean. Buddha talked about the middle path. Christianity has the golden rule. 503-325-0010. Would love to hear your thoughts on an inspiring politician from history. Could be Oregon, could be national, could be international. And then the big question of the day is, what are you hoping 2021 brings more of in your life? Our next caller's on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling in to give a shout out to Edith Green. Do you know the name Edith Green?
I don't. Tell me about Edith.
She was the second U.S. representative from the state of Oregon who was a woman. And she served, from 1955 to 1974. And among the many things that she accomplished during that time, she was a great proponent for Title IX. Rights for women. So she's somebody we should brush up our Oregon history and learn more about Edith Green.
Absolutely. Thank you for that one. That's a good one.
Yep. And I don't think anyone has mentioned a woman before. So we need to find more women to honor.
I saw kind of a fun headline this morning that I can't remember if it was the mayor of Paris or something got fined for appointing too many women.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So sounds like a good problem to me, but.
and Justin Trudeau appointed half of his cabinet members were women when he came into office. And I believe Finland, we have to look it up. I think it might be ruled entirely by women at the top right now. So.
Yeah. The point in the France Paris headline was that there is legislation around gender equity in government office,
mm-hmm.
which seems like a good thing to entertain. So how about for next year? Is there anything that you're hoping to see more of in your life or in the world?
More education.
Education.
I think that the only way out of our predicament of two sides yelling at each other is to have more information, more education, to be more thoughtful citizens. I don't think we can do it by trying to shout each other down.
Absolutely.
So we have to honor all those teachers who are working so hard to teach remotely and honor the students who are trying to find out their own best way to learn, because what we want is lifelong learners.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And how about
much? Oh, yes.
No, you go ahead.
No, leaving behind.
Yeah, leaving behind.
I'd like to leave behind so much distance. I look forward to hugging my grandchildren.
Yeah, the personal distance.
Yes, yeah. Well, all the distance, but for me personally. But there have been bonuses this year. On Zoom, I've been able to join in with a voice teacher in San Francisco on a regular basis. And she has a great group of people who tune in via Zoom. And oh, my gosh, I've learned so much. So that's one example of how we can be connected in good ways.
Yeah. Well, and singing is such a good way to connect to that. That would be something I would certainly welcome more of in 2021.
Exactly. More music. We can never have enough music. It helps unite us.
What do you like to sing?
A little bit of everything. I've sung in choirs, but also, you know, I appreciate all kinds of music. Recently, in the last 10 years, even have started going to the opera, which I didn't imagine I would do. Folk music has always been a favorite. I really missed the Northwest Folklife Festival in Seattle this year. But just singing for ourselves, for our own pleasure, is good. And any kind of music. I at age 65, I took up the ukulele.
Nice.
I'm having a great time. I make progress very slowly, but it's fun. That's what it's all about.
That's great. Maybe I should try a new instrument this year.
I recommend it.
I've never done a wind instrument of any sort, and I think it would be really good.
Yeah. What's your main instrument?
Fretted and keyed instruments, so guitar and piano.
Okay. Yeah, you bet.
I've squirreled around on a cello a little bit, but I'm a little kind of dependent on frets.
Uh-huh.
Good intonation on a fretless instrument is really hard.
Yes, well, I've just come to the frets. I started on piano.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good wake-up for my brain.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's been wonderful talking with you this morning.
Well, thank you so much. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
We're at the bottom of the hour. It's almost 9:30, and it's the conversation on KMUN. And our icebreaker today is, name a politician from history who you respect and admire. 503-325-0010. And we've got another caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I called in earlier, but uh-huh. I want to add something I'd like to see used less. It's pesticides, herbicides, and mowing down every single little wildflower that pops up in the lawn. This spring when we were in our big shutdown, I was trying to watch birds. And instead of getting to hear the birds, everybody's out there with their lawnmower cutting down anything that they think of as a weed. But Mother Nature puts those out for food. For insects and birds. So we need to stop slaughtering the natural food that's put out for wildlife.
Yeah, often wondered if neighborhoods
We don't need a green lawn. We're not out there playing golf.
Can we coordinate the days that we use our leaf blowers too, so it's all on one day?
Well, if you didn't use your leaf blower, you'd be exercising your body.
Yeah. Your gas-powered rake. Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, I think that herbicides and pesticides are going to continue to be a big topic of conversation as we address ecological issues.
I mean homeowners, right? We can learn right here in Astoria to stop using so much. Everything that we put on the ground goes into the river.
I'm honestly shocked that products like Monsanto's Roundup and all those are still available on the shelf.
Well, we have a corporate government, and as long as they make profits of it. They don't care about those. We need to change that part of our society.
Yeah, corporate personhood seems to be a part of that problem. But it also seems like, well, if a corporation's a person, can't we put them in jail?
Oh, yeah. Can we start with the top?
All right. Well, thanks for checking back in with us.
Okay.
Well, let's see. The phones have settled down a bit. So three open lines, 503-325-0010. And we've had a great number of calls so far, but looking forward to hearing more. Continuing on with some comments from Facebook. Oh, golly, I might have read them all. That means it's time for you to call in, 503-325-0010. Perhaps I will go to a spot of music and we'll see if that phone rings. Thanks for listening to The Conversation. Welcome back to The Conversation on KMUN. The question of the day is, what would you like to leave behind in 2020, and what would you like to welcome into your life in 2021? And we've got an icebreaker question of the day as well. Name an inspiring politician from history. I saw a call come in from Paul. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am. You know, I love listening to the show. I love hearing people's comments, and it just sets my imagination to work. And one of the things I would like to see change is what we're doing about homeless people. And there's many situations that contribute to that. It's just not drugs. Sometimes it's just unfortunate luck. But I would really, I think it'd be wonderful to find a way to start dealing with homeless people in a way where the corporations, banks aren't perched on the edge of their mortgage like vultures. And I think as we get into this, the rest of this year and the oncoming year, we're going to see more and more people displaced with their children, with their pets. It's heartbreaking, and I just can't believe in this country that we could or should or would allow anything like this to happen. But it is happening.
Not only is there not enough, you know, resources for people experiencing homelessness, but there just isn't even any affordable housing.
No.
Even if you've got one leg up, you're still going to have a hard time.
Yes, but there's, you know, I just can't believe in this country, in this country, such as it is, with all of its foibles, follies, victories, and good deeds, that this is happening in America. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, this has come up before with, I think that someone was talking about the defunding of mental health, mental institutions in the country. In, I think it was in the 80s. Not going to point any fingers, Ronald Reagan.
okay.
But can we build that back? Can we write some letters? Who do I need to write a letter to?
I really don't know. I think that this Congress is selfish, greedy, and how they these individuals accrued so much money in the amount of time that they've been sitting there forever. I think there's a real question about the integrity of our Congress. And I think with politicians in general, most of these guys walked in without a dime. Now they're sitting on a vacation home, maybe a fancy boat, a primary residence, and they're this fat and happy cat. And the rest of the nation is foundering. And we really need to really pay attention, I think, to our what is going on with race issues. That's another heartbreak. You know, I've learned so much just recently in the last 2 years or so about how this is tanked out. One of my favorite politicians is Dr. King, and also Gandhi. I mean, they were a light in this darkness, and it's just too bad that we didn't have the sense to follow that path. I'm not understanding what America is all about. We've heard some comments about values and education. I think you commented, well, it depends on what kind of education we all get. But I think that really varies from place to place across this continent. But I just hope for a little more compassion, a little more understanding, a little more listening, and generosity. We will see. We'll see what this new administration will bring. I'm so thrilled about Senator Harris. So thrilled. Who knows? She may be our next president.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just think she's terrific. I think she's smart. I think she's tough. And I think she's kind.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see.
Someone to look up to. Someone to respect.
I think so.
Yeah, well, I guess that's my point of, you know, who are the people from the past that we've looked up to, and how can we get folks like that back in charge?
Yep. Well, she may be in charge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think she's got the values we need right now. And maybe that will be an interesting education for the nation.
I wonder how much Dr. King thought of his role as, you know, beyond an orator, but as an organizer.
You know,
because I think organization is like the hardest part of all this.
Right.
There's so much chaos.
I think he moved, I don't want to use the word automatically, I think it was his character. And it just all fell in. And I think that the same could be said for Gandhi. It was in their character. Where their values came from, I think we've heard a few comments about how we absorb values today. I think it's all true. I think we all need to start looking at our values and realigning them to make this a better, kinder nation. I really worry what's going to happen with these banks sitting on the edges of people's mortgages.
Yeah, well, they took a whole bunch of them back in 2007, 2008.
Yep. And, you know, they don't seem to have any real conscience about what the ultimately this kind of activity does to our country.
So how about this for 2021? Bailouts for people instead of bailouts for banks and bailouts for airlines and bailouts for insurance industries.
That's a wonderful...
I can't take credit.
But no, it's not happening.
It's not, yeah. It's unbelievable how little support there's been for people during the pandemic.
The other thing I just popped into my head is this country has no qualms about reaching out and grabbing our young boys and girls and throwing them into a war. None. And what are they going to do? The VA's been a catastrophe. I better stop there.
No, you're just getting on a roll. Yeah, well, I think, you know, going back to your values point, I wonder to what extent our focus on individualism is part of what's blocking us from values and acknowledging the interconnectedness of everything, not just people to people, but people to place and watersheds and trees and air and sunlight.
I really just don't understand how ego-filled individuals can walk and drive by encampments and squalor and misery, drive by, walk by, see, and not feel that their soul is going to suffer individually. It's just a big question mark floating in the air.
Well, I always appreciate talking with you, Paul. Thanks for calling in today.
Have a great day, Graham. Love the show. You know.
Oh, thanks so much. You have a good day, too.
Bye.
Bye. Won't you join the conversation? 503-325-0010. It's 9:43 in the morning. It's Wednesday, December 16th. 2020 is coming to an end. Just imagine looking back on 2020, 10 or 20 years from now. How are we going to remember this year? How big of a deal is COVID-19 going to be 20, 50 years from now? What will have changed? What will we have learned? But more importantly, 2021, what are you looking forward to? I see that we've got a call coming in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Is Graham?
Yep, and you might have to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I got to turn down my radio, right?
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. In the middle of the night, I found the letter you wrote me, or to, you know, many people about being a sustainer. But I want to say... And I'm not sure she was a politician, but she was born on my same birthday as Eleanor Roosevelt.
And sorry, who was it?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, so who does she have the same birthday as?
Me.
Well, how do you like that?
See, I got a stupid phone and bad ears, so I'm having a hard time hearing, but... I know there's things she's done in her time, but I have a dementia, but I think she did incredible things.
Well, I did a quick search for Eleanor Roosevelt quotes, and here's a couple. A woman is like a tea bag. You never know how strong it is until it's in hot water.
I made tea this morning.
Another one is, do one thing every day that scares you. So that was Eleanor Roosevelt that said that.
Oh, now I'm even more interested in knowing more about her.
This is a good one coming up. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And then the last one that I see is, many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart.
Well, you've just given me footprints. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye. A vote cast for Eleanor Roosevelt as a figure from politics that we can reflect on and have respect for. The number to call and join the conversation is 503-325-0010. And I do believe I saw a message come in on the Facebook. What Steve wants to leave behind is mean lies. No more mean lies, please. Let's not let that be a thing in 2021. And in 2021, Steve wants more kindness. So there has been just overwhelming support for kindness in 2021. I've got a good feeling about it. I will try to do my part, and I hope you will do yours. We've had a call come in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Morning, Graham.
Good morning.
Hi. Yeah, well, I'm going to refer to old Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump, as stupid as stupid does. I mean, it's pretty, there's nothing we cannot handle. I mean, if we put our minds to it, apparently we don't want it solved. It's been so obvious and so just horrifically criminal what we've done. I don't know what the definition of manslaughter is. I believe there's three different degrees of it. But through someone's negligence, others suffer and die. My God, I don't see how we can hold our heads up as what? You know, this is bizarre, and we simply are so tired of bizarrism that. We need a breath of fresh air and take a break so we can really put our minds to what is our true problems.
Less,
are you still there?
Less bizarrism.
Well, guess what? At Misery, I heard you mention Misery a little earlier.
Uh-huh.
Misery loves company. Here's what you do with misery. You try to deal with it. When you figure out that you can't, you ignore it. Turn your back on misery. Guess what happens to misery? It dies. Because it doesn't have a company.
Go somewhere else where it can get some attention.
It's just horrific how we're treating one another, and we've turned on one another. I'm a little fearful for the future. I'm a baby boomer. I'm 70 now, Vietnam era guy. I'm local here in Astoria, and to wake up like, who's that old fella that laid down? Old Rip Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You wake up, you're going, oh, my God, this is my reality? What happened to us as a humanity, group of people? My God. And we still judge people by the color of their skin, and that really does upset me.
Yeah.
Who gives a hoop?
Thank you for censoring yourself.
It's what's between their ears and in their heart, dude. You cannot judge someone by the color of their skin. My God, they're totally not responsible for that. And you put your shit in your pocket and try to be a human being.
Hmm. Yeah, your first quote from Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does, to me that that speaks to the organization piece, too.
Graham, we've made it difficult. Like I started from the beginning, there it's just solvable. There's nothing that totally we cannot do, but it takes interest, and it takes, and this COVID people still deny that the virus is it's a fake. And I mean, I'm going, my gosh, you know what? How did they come to that opinion?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a new thing, but it seems like people can't agree to agree even when they agree. It's like the instinct to be devil's advocate is so strong in people that,
well,
even when you do agree, you're still going to...
Well, be, because it involves power. Hmm. Without power, you have nothing. You know, just like the Senate here, I was watching the Senate deal. Washington, D.C. does not work. They need a deadline, and they come right up to that deadline. You know, if you don't have a deadline, nothing works, apparently.
What do they need a deadline on specifically?
Oh, just about everything. You know, and now we're going to support our government, and then we're going to try to get a COVID package going on. But, you know what I mean, as a general rule, they drag their feet until they're forced to make it. You know, these people are there to represent us, and I think we've collectively forgotten that. If we're, please move these people along, man. If they're not doing it for you and they're constantly taking and not giving, why are they there?
Well, it's not to be a public servant, which is arguably the point.
You know, I took an oath when I was regular Army. I volunteered. And you take an oath. And damn it, if you got any kind of, you know, some credibility and guts, then you would abide by that oath.
Yeah.
It has to be that way. I mean, we are subject to be compromised all the time. People are, because of power, and they get kind of drunk on it, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, you get one toe into some sticky stuff, and you just keep getting pulled further and further in.
Well, I'm thinking, remember what our mothers used to say? Please tell the truth. Don't tell a lie, because once you tell a lie, you're going to have to back that lie up in the future more times than you're going to care to.
Yeah.
If you tell the truth, no matter how painful it is, it's off your shoulders.
So a little more honesty in 2021.
And you can move on to something else. Yeah. But it's hard to tell the truth. I mean, try it. It's an exercise. You know, it's an exercise to try to be nice, because our reality is sour. And we have to find our balance in that, between the sour crap that doesn't make sense to what I thought I believed, and I think it's still there, and I'm going to pick it up and find others that believe that way too.
So how about if thinking about making politicians accountable at those high levels?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the buck stops with them, right? Yeah.
How about like an independent performance review? Because I get one of those from the board of directors, and you know who's doing the performance review? And I guess that's the vote, right? You got to vote for it, but I don't know. I don't know if the vote's really the deal.
Graham, I'll ruffle up some feathers real quick. I believe in age limits. I mean, I'm 70 now, but we have men and women in the Senate and in the House that are in their 80s. My God, our world is not 80s. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not. You're not even. They're not even in the realm of 20s, you know, 2020, 2021.
Well, they're more like dukes and duchesses at that point.
It is so odd. I know, and we're not supposed to be.
Right.
No, the Constitution right there. No, can't be doing that. So, well, I wish there was more of an effort to feed. I mean, can you believe it? We're acting like a third world country here, and I don't want to put a bad name on third world countries, but my God, all these people are waiting for food and help. And are, you know, like Khrushchev said, when he went to UN, he goes, we're not going to kill you militarily wise. That would be insane. We're going to kill you from within.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's you know, there's not a commie around every corner, but
now did you?
There is an evil intent to make sure that we don't succeed as a nation.
Right.
I truly believe that.
Did we get around to you mentioning someone from politics that you do have respect for?
Well, it go way back.
Yeah, please, all the way
Kennedy.
Back. Kennedy.
Yeah. I grew up. I was, you know, like I said, I'm a baby boomer, and Kennedy was to me, even though he had his problems, you know, I thought that he was just the man for the moment. My God, some of his short, I hate to call them speeches. They were just communications with the United States, with the citizens of this country. He could just touch you right away. As soon as you heard his voice, it was like, yeah.
A good orator with a good message.
He had guts, and he was a veteran. My God, the Japanese sunk his PT boat. I mean, the guy's been there and done that, and he's still able to be a leader. I mean, where are those guys at now?
Well, yeah. Maybe they're in 2021 and we just haven't, we just have to be a little more patient.
My friend. I won't hold you up anymore, Graham. Thank you for letting me call.
Yeah, thanks for the chat.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Is that DJ Fabergé on the phone?
Indeed it is.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter and Amy Carter because they are all incredible people. And I think he got a really bad deal as president. And I think he's a model for us all, as well as Amy, who demonstrated with Abby Hoffman, and she's a Echo warrior. And I just think they're wonderful.
Awesome.
Still.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the icebreaker.
That's the icebreaker. And I want to be more mindful in 2021, like stop and think before I speak and not just react to things. And I want to leave behind mindlessness and lack of mindfulness. So it's handy.
Those are good ones. I feel like that's similar to mine.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling in. Is there anything else?
That's it for me. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Your vote for the Carter family has been registered. Yes. Thanks, Janet. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Two callers waiting on the line, but you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. My person is Bella Abzug because she took no prisoners, and she was kicking, and she took everything. She's good.
Sorry, I was dealing with the phones. Can you say that name again for me?
Bella Abzug.
Bella Abzug, that's a new name.
A New York politician who was really a strong woman, and she didn't take any prisoners.
What?
She told it like it was. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, thank you for the call. Goodbye. And is that Carol?
Yes.
Good morning.
I will ditto Bella Abzug and her hats right on. I'll add Shirley Chisholm, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and a definite Eleanor Roosevelt, who was the main person to institute the 1948 Declaration of Human Rights at the United Nations. She had great quotes, but that was just the beginning. And I want to leave behind oppression, racism, cruelty, arrogance, and you see where that goes. Lots and lots more. I do not want to throw out Zoom. It has connected me in many ways. However, I would like to have the real stuff back, including dance, music, camaraderie. And we need respect, generosity, light, mindfulness was a good word, and hope. Okay.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Thank you. We need you, too. Thanks, Graham.
I'll be here in 2021, I promise.
Okay, we got it on tape. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Jim, you're wrapping up the show today.
All right.
Good morning.
Yeah, Graham, last week, somebody said something about Year of the Mushroom.
Uh-huh.
And I had this one thought. Psychedelics can make the most cynical of us into fervent evangelists of the obvious.
I'm going to have to think about that one for a second, but I'm pretty sure I agree.
Okay. Take care. Thanks, man.
You too, Jim.
Bye, Graham.
Well, that's it. That's the conversation. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're inviting in next year kindness, values, individuality, education, singing, treating the homeless better, compassion, understanding, listening, values, less bizarrism, honesty, mindfulness, respect, generosity, light, hope. And politicians that we respect, the Carters, Rand Paul, Oswald West, Tom McCall, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Adlai Stevenson, Edith Green, the country of Finland, Bella Abzug,